Yeah, Paul Simon, you can call me Al here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 5th of June, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning,
Good morning. What's starting off?
What is the crack with
it
you?
It feels like we haven't been here for months.
Yeah.
Months, like.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, months.
Did you miss the old place? Did you miss the old homestead?
To be honest with you, I did now, so I did. There in the end and all, I did, so I did.
Yeah, so you had to swap your trailer, your celebrity trailer for this. You have to slum it again for a while.
I don't think you understand. There's no, there isn't a trailer around.
Not even some lad in a handcart pushing you along to wherever you have to go. Or
I'd love that. Like, to see, the thing is, I'd
actually
love
trolley,
that.
That'd be deadly if somebody, you need it on set, Mr. Gallagher.
Oh,
get into the shopping trolley.
Manservant! Where's the manservant? Yeah, I'd love that, yeah.
But, what was the story anyway? You got loads done, or did you get loads done? Or?
Well, no, we didn't. No, right. We've got loads to do. It's very slow moving, this film business. Do you know what I mean?
When you see it's a juggernaut now. It started off as the little...
What's that? The little show that could.
The little show that could. And now you see it's a juggernaut.
It's an international juggernaut.
So it says...
Orders.
Slower to get it going, you know.
Brits and everything involved.
Is there?
There is walking
in Cork.
Oh, I really like what you've done with that character. I'm not going... Can someone translate? What's going on there? Yes, it's a totally different world now, yeah.
Good stuff.
But Ali is flying along anyway, flying along at a snail's pace.
Brilliant. It's good to know, but at least it's going in the right direction.
Going in the
right direction. Anyway, welcome along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us again. Hopefully you've been all in good form and doing your thing. Bank holiday weekend. I've forgotten. It seems like a lifetime ago.
Oh, is there one of them coming up?
No, there was one just gone.
Oh. Didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, did you not even get the bank holiday off, no?
Did I?
Do you know where you are now?
Not really. I do.
Do you know what day it is?
I actually just about know what day it is. I was looking at Tuesday in the calendar and wondering why everything was grey.
Right.
And I was like, it's Wednesday already? That's Jim's fault. I was thinking he must have done something to the week.
It was my fault.
Yeah, Jim did something to the week, I was thinking.
Anyway, welcome along, folks. Hopefully you've been in good form, had a good bank holiday weekend, and whatever you've been doing over the last while. Of course, as usual, now we're back, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Loads of stuff to get stuck into. They announced a big party while we were gone. The minute your back is turned.
What's going on now?
They're off sorting out a party for the end of the month.
Oh, great. That's just what I need now. I can tell you that much.
We got to catch up on all the goss, find out what's happening with the old... I was going to say Who the Man, that's been long since gone. The old Hit Bit.
Oh, the Hit Bit, yeah.
We're bound to be giving away something, somebody says.
Some of them are giving away some money.
Something to somebody.
Are we still doing that quiz? Is that still a part of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
to the
good.
Best of my knowledge,
because
anyway.
I used to like that. A Hit Bit, it looks like it's 970 quid by my machine here.
Fantastic. Yeah. Sounds like a plan. And as I say, as always, of course, if you want to give us a shout, good to have you along, folks. 087-188-0008. Yeah, sharing the Shoop Shoop song here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 14 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Lots of people on the old WhatsApp machine already. Two not-so-young offenders enjoying madness in Dunleary last weekend.
Ah, did you get to go? What a night. Yeah, that was a great night out now, I have to say. Deadly cracks all
over. Because it lashed, didn't it? Or did it lash that night?
I don't remember it lashing. No, I don't think it did. No, I don't think it did. No, it was lovely.
No, it looks lovely because Rebel Paul from Cork has sent in a picture of yourself and himself at Madness there in Dunleary Pier.
Gee, I tell you something, the face on me there, I don't know what's going on. I'm very serious looking.
Morning to Margaret. Morning to Len in Limerick. Thank you very much indeed. Dan in Cork. Thank you. Also, who's that? Oh, that's D. Thank you very much indeed for the old message there. JP. Who else is this? English Ian. All the gang is back in action. There's Greg and Ballinasloe. I can spot him there from his little picture. Trying to pull one over on us and saying that Enda said he'd post him out a dozen ugly mugs.
Yeah, he did all right, yeah. We know Enda better than you. He wouldn't give you anything.
I tell you, you picked the wrong one there, Greg.
All you get from him is dulcet tones.
Yes, he might have said, I will certainly not send you out anything.
I'll bring that one up with the boys. He probably said something like that.
Now listen, I've got a bit of a dilemma on the old birthdays.
Really, what's going on? So what's
there
the problem?
There aren't any. There's not many famous ones.
Well, you have to have at least three to give me a fair chance, because you know something, it's been so long since I've had a day off, Jim.
Well, yeah. You know what I mean? The least you could do is getting. I don't know what I'm going to do here. But
why do you have not? Do you have three?
I'll tell you what. This is the biggest one I have is Mark Wahlberg.
All right, okay. Well, we know him.
So
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark in his Calvin Klein underwear.
Yeah.
Doing his mad workouts at 2 a.m. or whatever he does when he gets up.
It was Patrick McDonald used to say, do you know that the film he did, The Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
And he was saying, did you notice the flaw in it?
No.
No.
What was the flaw?
Well, there was a lot of people were asked this, did you notice the flaw? And it was like, what is it, the vortex thing, you know, the way it's time and space and the way that... there's something in the spaceship and the way the clock maybe goes forward instead of backwards and all. But he says, no, it's just there was a bunch of gorillas and they were talking, he said. So the monkeys were talking.
Brilliant. Yeah,
he said,
yeah,
the
yeah.
monkeys were talking.
That doesn't happen, you know.
And he said, and I'll tell you something. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
yeah.
That's what
yeah.
he was saying.
No, I can't believe nobody spotted it.
You know what spotted it?
Nobody spotted it.
Unbelievable.
People, who was in charge of continuity?
People were just sitting there acting like it was normal. What's going to be next? A singing cat? Or a dog talking French? Is this? Or a carpenter? A carpenter orangutan. Is that what they're going to be doing? Ridiculous.
Oh, it's just, there's no sense in the movies anymore.
I'll tell you something, you can't get ridiculous. A lick of sense out of people.
Yeah, that was the worst documentary ever.
Worst documentary. It was. How National Geographic didn't lose their mind over that. I'll never know. But he's not a bad actor, is El Martin.
No, and in fairness, he's had a good old career. Boogie Nights. And,
that's I love that movie now.
Yeah, and then he had a couple of the Transformers movies, didn't he, at the
end?
Oh,
yeah, we're there now, yeah. Yeah. I'd have a talking monkey over a robot turning into a hairdryer any day of the week, to be honest with you.
In fairness, that must be great as an actor when you just... when you can jump over the fact that it's the talking monkeys or the hairdryer turning into a monster.
Yeah.
You can just go, how much is that again?
Yeah.
How many knots is that? That's grand. Okay, fair enough.
I know, yeah, that's the
thing. It doesn't matter if the monkey...
Like, if I went up to him and says, listen, we're doing a student movie. It's about a monkey that can transform into a hairdryer. He'd be like, I'm not doing that.
You know exactly, what I mean? He'd say...
I'd never even get him into the meeting.
Yeah.
He'd be like, that's stupid.
But then, if you turned around and if you said, if what you did, right, is if you wrote out the check and on the other side of the check you wrote, the movie is about a monkey that transforms into a hairdryer.
Yeah, he'd be like, right.
Okay. I see your vision for this.
Yeah. It's unique. It's original. I like it. I could see where this is going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
And you're going nowhere. It's going too.
Just write the script on the back of the check.
Buy you a new Porsche and a hairdo. Gosh, the hairdryer. What a weird shopping list.
From a monkey that turned into a hairdryer.
What a weird shopping list. But what age is the man? I got to say, he's a bit older than me.
Yeah.
But not by a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's about 47.
Oh! 48.
Ah, fart.
Not
right.
Bad at all.
Okay, not bad.
And that's it then.
that's not it.
Honestly, it's very tough, literally. Right, I tell you, do you know what the next most famous one is? Have you ever even heard of Kenny G?
Kenny Goggins?
No, Kenny G. He's a saxophone player, but he did have hiss. He did have a big hiss in the past.
Oh my God. This is
honestly, it's tough. I'm trying to. I mean,
a saxophone player who had a big hit in the past. I mean, what an unbelievably bad clue that is. A monkey turning into a hairdryer is better than a saxophone player.
Well,
I
mean, it's either that or you could have some bloke that's the F1 technical director of Williams. You could have a guitarist from Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly and the Family Stone?
Yeah.
Is that a band?
Yeah. You could have somebody that had a hiss, literally one hiss in 1981.
What's his name?
It's Laurie Anderson.
Right. What was the song? I don't know.
Oh, Superman. You can have some thriller writer. You can have the drummer from Iron Maiden. What about that?
Yes!
The drummer from Iron Maiden, Nico McBrain.
Nico McBrain!
Yeah.
Oh, the brain. Oh, see, there you go. You were holding off.
I was holding off. Yeah, for some reason. Why did I not assume that would be a big one for you?
Oh, Nico McBrain. Yes, or he was the head. Right, the man who manifested the mullet.
Right.
I'm going to say... But you see Bruce Dickinson actually from Iron Maiden is doing talking tours now.
Is he?
Imagine how disappointing that is. I mean, I know he's got a great story and all. But like, would you give over? It's Iron Maiden. You know what I mean?
What do you mean talk? Like, he's just...
He's playing in the National Stadium.
He's telling his life story from the stage.
So, I first joined Iron Maiden when I... Oh, jeepers. You're like, do an acoustic version or something.
Yeah. Acapella.
Banging, yeah. Do some head banging. Can I play with madness? You know, but he's, yeah, I don't know, people get very serious, I think, in their old age. They think people want to listen to them, says the fella on the radio. I got to say, Nico McBrain is, 61.
67.
All right.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That was a bit terrible.
Are you sure you don't want to have a go at Kenny G at all?
I'll have a go at Kenny G. I haven't a clue who he is. I don't know what he does.
Yeah.
You said he's a trumpeter or something like that.
A saxophonist.
Oh, right, yeah. Sir, Joey the Lips is close enough. I imagine Joey the Lips.
Right.
And I'll take a stab and a guess at 73.
63.
Oh, jeepers, I tell you something.
63. Do you know anybody from the Psychedelic Fours?
No. Is that in Grafton Street?
What about the Swedish bass player from the Wannadies?
Oh, for the love of shit. This is the weird. What a band all these people together would make.
What about this bloke? The bloke, the bass player from Fallout Boy.
It's just a random bunch of musicians, isn't it?
Yeah.
A really random bunch.
But I mean, what do we need? Do we need one more? No, well, you've had three.
Well, I've had three, I suppose.
Right. What about... You watched one episode of EastEnders, did you?
No.
That was Carnation Street.
Yeah.
Right, well, this will be okay then, because this bloke's in EastEnders.
No.
What about Charlie Clements? I don't know who he is, but he plays apparently somebody called Bradley Branning in EastEnders.
Can I just do Kenny G again?
I confess, it is the worst selection of birthdays. There was nothing to choose from here.
Anyway, Nico McBrain was what, 60?
He was 67.
Oh my God, I was going to try and do them again and I've already forgotten. I think we need another week off.
Yeah, yeah.
Kenny Clements.
No, Charlie Clements.
Oh, for Jesus' sake. 47.
32.
I don't know anything about life anymore. You've confused me now. I need to lie down.
That's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Well played, John. How are you?
Very well. Welcome back to
Thanks
One and
very
All.
Thanks very much and all and all anyway.
Grassy Tyrus on holidays again.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
I won't speculate. But
how long have you been doing the do in that little booth of yours there?
It's a Tuesday and Wednesday morning special this week and back to normality tomorrow, yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay.
To normality as in we won't see you tomorrow, will we not?
As in that's it, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Right, so
Tara shall return.
It's a one day only arrangement for you today.
Indeed, yeah. Midweek home, get over it and get on with the rest of it then.
Get over it.
When someone's looking you in the face going, just have to tolerate you, get over it for one day.
Grin and bear it, huh?
Unbelievable. And listen, did you have of course you had no bank holiday then, did you?
No, I did actually. Yeah, I was down the country, but I was still suffering from what happened on Saturday night. So
I know,
in a sporting sense.
Yeah, it was terrible. Wasn't it?
You thought about Katie; it was fantastic.
I just can't believe how they grilled her after her magnificent performance in narrowly beating a game Belgian who was frankly magnificent and amusing. No, I mean you could see. Did you see the reaction actually of the woman in question?
Yeah, I was watching. I stayed up all night to watch it. Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah.
Just like
pretty shocked.
34-year-old Belgian policewoman today has filed a complaint against Katie Taylor.
Yeah,
well, not Katie Taylor, but the WBO or whoever it is. Yeah.
It was what a great night of boxing. To think that Joshua got beaten by a fat lad called Andy was amazing.
Yeah, and I mean
Andy Ruiz.
No,
yeah,
nobody's drawing comparisons of any sort. There,
yeah, but
sure
you did hear. You heard all the stuff with that with Joshua in the week before. His father was giving out sting to Eddie Hearn as they were reading out the result. So your man was there. I'll hear all the judges' scores. And at the background, you can see, hey, I'll sort you. Whatever, he's not a scouser. Sorry, a scouser's on the mind.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there you go. So don't mention the war. But there, Anthony Joshua knocked to the ground by a man whose fondness for...
Well, exactly, yeah. Basically, he just looked like he's come in off the street.
Have you looked at Andy Ruiz's Twitter handle? If you look at it, the banner is a Snickers bar.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Mara's work, rest and play, but there's clearly something else going on there.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's no. Work, rest and haymaker, I suppose, like that.
It's like your man Butterbean. Remember him?
He was brilliant, yeah.
He was the man, back in the day.
Butterbean.
Do you remember him, yeah?
No. We'll have to investigate him.
He looked like a skittle in red shorts.
He made, he had something on giant haystacks. All that kind of.
Lovely. Yeah, Plan B, she said, and One and One from Robert Miles, Maria Naylor, just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 5th of June, back in action after Well, you see, the thing about it is, people are saying welcome back after your holidays and all that. It wasn't holidays at all. I mean, you were working away there doing your acting.
Yeah, and you managed to get dragged into work.
Yeah, it was kind of. Yeah, it was all. It was all. Not a deal.
Jim made the fatal mistake of hanging around. That's you know when you take a week off, and you think, oh, do you know something? I don't want to go away. I don't want the hassle of airports. I don't want the hassle of packing bags. I just want a week to myself. And what happened there, you see, is Jim. You see, he doesn't live on his own, so he forgot that he was going to get put to work. So you've been doing DIY and painting and...
DIY and blooming, cleaning things and all sorts of madness. It was one of them, so... So it doesn't feel like a holiday at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
To be fair.
I tell you something.
Mind you, I think I'd rather have been doing what I was doing. Well, that's not strictly true, but... Because by the sounds of it, you didn't get a minute.
Well, yeah.
Well, apart from maybe madness on Saturday night.
Madness was great,
which, by the way, can I just thank... Let me see who this is, right? Let's see if there's no name attached to this, but there's a brilliant picture been sent in by somebody. Ah, Brendan Murray, that's who it is. Brendan Murray has sent in a picture. At least I think it's him, anyway. And it's a picture of himself and PJ at
Madness
on Saturday night. And it says, that's how famous PJ is in Dunleary. The first comment says it all. And the first comment on his WhatsApp is that Mero in the background, is it?
Oh my God, and it is as well. Yeah, it is your man Merrill.
I tell you, you just can't win.
You can't.
You know what I loved was, I saw your tweet about the WhatsApp you got sent.
Yeah, I was in Fantastic. Cork. Right? There's this place I go to when I'm in Cork.
Yeah,
Cashman's, right?
Yeah,
I was sitting there, and it was so quiet in there, and that's why I love it. You can go there and be left alone. It's really nice, deadly pub, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Sat down. I says, I'll have myself. A Rebel D Red, right? Yeah, I'm into that. Sitting there minding my own business. I thought, this is great now. Because this is the half day. I had one half day. I sat down. And then I get a WhatsApp sent to me from the lifeboat group. Someone saying, sitting beside PJ Gallagher, he's picking his nose.
It was fantastic.
I was like, you literally can't do anything.
Anywhere.
I'm sitting in Cork having a pint on my own.
You see.
And then I get a message from someone in Dublin saying, I hear you're picking your nose in Cork.
That's it. Talk about the price of fame.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
The price of fame. You can't even get your own finger up your own nose without somebody commenting on us.
Unbelievable. Lucky I wasn't picking me Uncle Noel.
Yeah.
So there would have been an Instagram going around if I was.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was so funny though.
I tell you something unbelievable.
And just the idea that, like, I assume the person who sent this knew, you know, like it was more than just a random sort of them sending their mate, you know, I'm sitting beside a famous person picking their nose. They knew there would be some connection with you.
I don't think so, no, because, well, do you know who? It was a group from customs workers, I think.
Oh my God.
And he sent it to a customs workers group.
Right.
And there was somebody else. There was a crossover then from someone who's in
the customs and also in the
lifeboat group. And that saw it there. And then it went from that group into the lifeboat group. And then I saw it. And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
It's one of my favourite tweets ever.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? I felt I could do nothing.
Enjoyed yours. A pint and a pick.
You can't even have a rule around your own nose.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good job there was nobody else's nose involved.
I'll tell you something.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, what might have happened?
Well, there you go. And then, oh, jeepers, maybe I'll tell you about that in a minute. I did an awful accident of myself.
Well, hold that. We might need that.
I'll tell you that at 7.
Navin Man, morning to you. Also, Margot, thanks to have you. Thanks for being along. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah, sorry. Please wish a very happy 50th birthday to Steve Meaney in Ballyfahan in Cork. He listens all the time. Enjoy your birthday, Steve, from your old buddy Margo. So, Steve Meaney in Ballyfahan.
Ballyfahan. It looks like that.
Is it Ballyfahan?
P-H-A-N-E. Ballyfahan.
Yeah.
I mean, it must
That's
be,
what yeah. I'm going with. Margo, thanks for that. And enjoy your birthday, Steve. Tracy in Galway, thanks very much. Apparently, Enda won a day off on the birthdays last week.
He did
week.
Not.
My God. Unbelievable.
Did he?
Yeah. Lovely message from Spud and Cork. Fantastic to have you back, Jim. As for PJ,
yeah. Yeah, well, you know something? You want to watch yourself, Spud and Cork. Every time that Classic Hits loses me, Cork gains me, so I'd be closer to you.
I was just going to say, I think Spud and Cork might have had his tongue in cheek on that one because he's had you in Cork for the last God knows how long. Somebody else pointing out Laurie Anderson's a woman.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't think he is.
You don't think he is a woman?
I don't think he is, to be perfectly honest. Know, the one Lord, we were talking about.
Lord, the Anson does sound familiar now. You know, I have to do it. I can't help myself.
I know, yeah.
Laurie Anderson is definitely a woman, yeah?
Right. Babs in Galway has sent us a picture of herself half alive, she says.
Half alive?
Half alive, yeah.
What jeepers, Babs, what's wrong with you?
Super Spark, morning to you. Keith Glynn, morning to you, sir. And of course, naturally, we may as well get it out of the way, right? We may as well approach the giant elephant in the room.
Yeah, there's a huge one, isn't there?
Because people
one in a red jersey. There is, yeah.
Exactly. I thought that if we, you know, like, by the time we got back, I thought, surely to God, they'll have calmed down a bit.
Yeah. Not at all.
Not at all.
So, there you go.
Let's say, well done to Cork. Yeah. So go on then. I'll let you take this one there, PJ.
Liverpool have won the Champions League and humble. Aren't they so humble?
They are humble. I was sitting there, barely hear a word about it.
Eating me breakfast on Sunday morning and a fella I never met before in my life threw his phone on the table in front of me and it was Klopp counting his fingers up to six. I was there going, are you serious? He goes, I thought you'd leave that one. I was there. I'm a fella I've never met before.
You never met?
No.
And you were literally accosted at
I was
breakfast.
Accosted, yeah. Eating me breakfast I was, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I was having me protein.
No class, you know.
He soured me pancakes. He literally soured me pancakes. So there you go, Liverpool.
Right.
Unfortunately,
there it is. It's done
I
now.
Can't quite bring myself to say well done, but no. I will say, I hope you're happy.
Yeah. Now, it's been mentioned. Let that be an end of it.
Yeah, because it's not as we always go on about it, right?
Yeah, Kylie Minogue and Love at First Sight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. It's almost 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. BJ and Jim back in action. We were away, of course, last week. BJ was off filming on the Young Offenders series, which will hit screens, well, probably, what, the end of this year, maybe? Or
I genuinely don't know. It's the truth. Genuinely don't know. As soon as you will literally be the first to know.
Excellent.
As soon as I know.
Glad to hear it.
You think it's a question I'd have asked by now, but I will do that.
Anyway, suffice to say, he was in the thick of it, the filming process, of course, last week. But apparently, he said that was it Friday specifically?
Friday, right. So
there was an errant moment, was there?
So Friday, right, I was on a Young Offender set. I have to ask you a question, actually. Actually, I have to ask you two questions.
Okay, ask away.
Right, so I was on Young Offender set on Friday. And we were doing our thing, you know, and I got lucky. I was there. I finished at half three. Right, I finished at half three.
Okay.
Most of this cast don't finish to seven. I was there. In your face, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Chris was heading to Dublin as well. Chris, who plays Jock in the show. And he was saying, can I get a lift to Dublin? I said, grand. I'll be delayed, but that's all right. Don't worry about it. As long as we get you home, I suppose, right? So he was looking for a lift.
So you were
going
to have to wait around until half seven, were you?
No, he was finished at four. So anyway, oh, okay. So four.
Right.
I can do four, I told him.
Yeah.
I want to get to the Bohemians game, I said, for like half seven. I can do four.
Yeah.
We can make that work, I says. So I'm
very, very good of you, in fairness.
Very good of me, right?
Wow, I'm impressed already.
So we get in the car. And the two wise men headed off, and we got as far as Urlingford, County Kilkenny.
Right.
So we got as far as Urlingford, County Kilkenny, pulled in. It's exactly, because I checked this, 108 kilometres from Cork City.
Right.
Went off from, from Cork City. Right, so it's exactly 108 kilometres. I don't know, an hour's driving, something like that, yeah?
Okay.
So we pulled in, we got a coffee, and we were chatting. And we got chatting on the way when we got the coffee. And then we were realising that an hour later, and 108 kilometres after we stopped, we were back in Cork. So we literally got the coffee, got into the car, took the wrong motorway, and didn't notice until we got back to Glanmire. We went back to Cork City. And I honestly think, now here's my two questions. Has anybody else ever had an experience like that? And number two, do I need medical attention?
Yes.
Like, that was 2 hours. 2 hours and 20 minutes driving to end up in exactly the exact spot that we left.
That's ridiculous.
It was unbelievable. I was trying to say it to the people on the set the next day and they were going, the older people all said, there's something wrong with you. The younger people thought, that's gas, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Chris still thinks it's hilarious. So it's I'm genuinely worried about my health.
It was one of those proper, you know, online services place, was it? So you go up the little ramp.
No, it wasn't. It was off. It was Orlingford. So I thought it was. So you have to go off and into the thing. But it's like, it's 2 minutes off the motorway. 2 minutes, right?
Okay.
It's Kilkenny. So they've no roadside anything services. It's the middle of the Ireland.
So when you were coming out of it, you thought you were retracing your steps, so to speak.
So I went out.
Yeah.
I took a left. I took another left. Right?
Yeah.
And then there's a series of spaghetti roundabouts. Now it's Kilkenny, so let's say it's two roads.
Right.
So I had one to the right and I had one to the left.
And there wasn't a big sign that said Dublin.
I'm sure there was. And listen, I went through the toll into Cork and kept going. I passed signs from Mitchelstown, from Moy, you know, like Glanmire.
At no point.
And went through the toll.
And which
and
one?
Kept going. I hit the Jack Lynch Tunnel. You know,
and Chris didn't have any clue either.
He, at one point, I said to him, man, I think, as if I could have been anywhere else, I said, I think we're back in Cork. We passed a sign that said Cork. And he goes, oh my God, is this really happening? And he says, I was wondering that. He said, when I saw the sign for Cart World back up the road, I thought, I can't believe they have one in Dublin too, he said.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like it was the bit, I honestly think, we sat there and thought, have we died? Like, have we actually died? And we're stuck in some weird Groundhog Day thing where no matter what direction we go, and we always end up back in Glanmire.
That's unreal.
Like over 2 hours, 20 minutes driving. I would have been practically home. I couldn't get my head around.
I mean, am I right in assuming that Chris is a Cork native?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Chris is Cork native. Yeah, that's what he said to me. When he said, where are we? I said, Glanmire. He goes, Glanmire? That's where I live, boy. That's what he said.
So yeah. he wasn't in tune with the surroundings. Surroundings he's grown up in and probably travelled God knows how many times.
I didn't think about it that way, but that does make
it
me feel slightly better. Yeah.
It's nearly worse for him.
But he wasn't driving now. But
well,
I will definitely pass on the blame.
Yeah.
I like the way this conversation is going. Yeah.
Somebody has just pointed in that would have been a good storyline on the Young Offenders, for God's sake. It's that ridiculous.
I know, I literally couldn't believe it. I was saying to him, I'm going to the doctor, and he was for the next, well, it took us another hour to get back to where we had the coffee, right?
You didn't, please tell me you didn't go back in for another coffee.
No, we didn't stop at all. We stopped once and we didn't leave the motorway. We went into the little park spot for a little wee in the bush. We were like, I don't care who sees us, this is too mad. So yeah, we kept going. And he was like, he was saying, I never forgot what I was talking about. There's something wrong with me, man.
Yeah. I think it's exhausting.
Oh, yeah, I was saying I'm going to go to the doctor. And he was going, don't go to the doctor. He was going, you're fine. He says, it was a simple mistake. Was there a simple mistake? I've done it. Where you go, oh, we went the wrong way. And you turn back around.
Yeah.
And you go, can't believe that's taken 10 or 15 minutes out of my way. Because you have to wait till the exit.
Yeah.
We just kept going. Just kept going.
Oh, if anybody else has ever had a moment like that, simply to make you feel better, really, that's all you're looking for today. You just want to know you're not alone in that.
I'd like to know, should I go to the doctor? Or have you done the same thing yourself? Because I can't get my head around my own ridiculousness.
Bobby Brown, to complain that game. 20 past 7 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Particularly if you can make our PJ feel a little bit better about himself. I don't even know whether to call that a senior moment or what you'd call that.
It actually gets worse.
A mental breakdown.
I forgot a very valuable part of the details here, to be honest with you, because I was had the GPS set, right? When I got to Orlingford, I set the GPS to see if the arrival time on the GPS would get me back into Phibsborough in Dublin to watch the Bohemians game.
Right.
So I set it, and then as I set back and headed back for Cork in the wrong direction, unwittingly, right? Obviously, the GPS was making
longer. Because you're moving further from your destination.
And I was like, I'm going 120 kilometres an hour. And this thing is actually making it look like I'm going to be later getting to Dublin. Stupid GPS. So I turned it off. Thought it was broken.
Yeah, because you can't trust technology.
No, you can't trust satellites, Jim.
Not so. So
I'm on a satellite now against the homing abilities of me. Yeah.
Right, so just in case you're only joining us and you missed the start of that conversation, basically PJ on his way back from filming The Young Offenders in Cork pulled in for a coffee with another star of the cast,
Chris Wally,
who plays Jock, and they had a coffee. And then instead of just continuing on their journey, when they pulled
back
on...
Well, we did continue on our journey.
They pulled back onto the motorway in the wrong direction, going back the way they came, instead of continuing for Dublin.
It was like the Wizard of Oz.
And they were completely oblivious to it. Bear in mind, Chris is a Cork native. They passed signs for lots of Cork places.
Mitchelstown, Fermoy,
the GPS is telling them they're getting further away. They went through the toll bridge and still ended up back where they started.
I tell you.
And didn't know why.
I still think there's some evil forces at foot. At foot?
God.
At foot.
At foot.
Whatever that words is. Yeah. Whatever that's
Tracy
words
said, whatever you do, don't become the voice of the sat-nav. That'd be fantastic, yeah. Oh, no, don't bother going that way. Go this
way. It wouldn't even be that. It'd be just no matter what. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. Never turn. Yeah. Never turn.
Never admit. Somebody says, I was in Singapore, wanted to come home, so booked a flight to Newcastle, then Dublin. But only realised when I got to Newcastle that it was Newcastle in New South Wales.
Oh, for God's sake.
They went to Australia.
They didn't actually go, did they?
Yeah.
They couldn't have made that mistake.
They ended up in Newcastle in New South Wales.
And where were they starting?
They were in Singapore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be thinking, this is a pretty luxury plane to be flying off to.
Somebody seems to have done... I've done something similar in that I drove to the Burren for a marathon only to find out when I got there that the non-refundable B&B I'd booked was for the following week.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've done this with flights too.
The only other one I can think of is... Remember Joanne McNally?
Yeah, the black box.
And she was booked to play in the black box in Belfast. And she never even asked. She just naturally assumed it was the black box in Galway.
Yeah.
And turned up. And was given out. I can't believe this venue was closed down when I need to do my sound check. Then rang the people behind the black box in Galway, who answered the phone and says, I have no idea who you are or what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And they found out that she has to be in Belfast. Of course, she was never going to make the gig. She's a stand-up comedian. Belfast, in its wisdom, found the local harpist and put their...
To fill in. Yeah.
So the local harpist...
There's nothing the comedy audiences love more than a bit of harp music.
Yeah. Sorry, Joanne McNally can't be here with her show, Windhammer. Here's some looper plucking a harp.
Yeah. Here's some harp music, just while you're waiting.
Where do you find the harpist anyway? Yeah, so there you go. So thankfully, fantastic. I'm not alone.
No,
I'm
obviously...
I'm starting to feel a little bit better about it all.
It looks
now.
Like there's a few coming in. We'll have to scan through. 087-188-0008 anyway, if you have anything to match that. Sophie Ellis-Bextor and, Groove Spiller, actually, and Groove Jet here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 5th of June, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Good to have you with us, folks. Thanks for that. 087-188-0008, as always, if you want to give us a shout. There's a few stories in to kind of make you feel a bit better about your moment.
My fiasco.
Your breakdown. I don't know what to call it, to be
honest. I don't know what you would call it. Yeah. For those who just joined us again, I drove from Cork to Arlingford, County Kilkenny, 108 kilometres. Bought a coffee. Accidentally went back exactly the way I came.
Bear that in mind. Yeah. So didn't continue to Dublin. Took a wrong turn. Which, to be honest, a wrong turn can happen. That's no big deal in that. Just...
Yeah, it was 108 kilometres all the way back to the city where I started, going through the toll bridge, ignoring all the signs.
That's the unusual bit. And your GPS telling you you're getting further away from your destination.
I will have to say, text of the day goes to Collie, who's now realised that he's been training me in navigation. On the lifeboat for the last while. Yeah, sorry, Collie.
A couple of people, though, to make you feel better. Somebody says they booked a holiday ferry to France the wrong way round.
Oh, for the love of God.
So they booked themselves... France to Ireland.
I know.
And then, anyway.
Yeah.
The rest you can work out yourself.
See, these things happen. That's all. I'm glad that these things happen to other people.
Somebody, Martin, actually in Dublin, who spends a lot of time on the road because he's involved in sales, he says he was coming from Tuam on the M17, going to Galway, into the city, ended up just, you know, having a bit of a your moment, and ended up almost back in Dublin before he realised he was going the wrong way.
Oh, for God's sake. It's like, I'm not the only one.
No.
There is comfort to be taken from it.
Somebody else says, when we lived in Australia, a mate of mine thought that the freeway only went north. He thought that there was a road that only went one direction.
So, did he not know just cars going the opposite direction?
I don't know. Says apparently he got constantly lost every evening coming home. He thought the freeway, you only go on the freeway if you were going north.
That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
You see, so there are there is other people out there just like you, buddy.
And I have to say fair play to Mike Hogan, who's normally a great man to stick a knife in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'd normally give you a bit of a dig when you can get a chance in, have a bit of a laugh at your expense. In fairness, we all do that in here, to be fair. But he's given me this story about the... Apparently him and Enda were talking about it last week, about this British guy.
Right.
He drove to Rome. He wanted to drive to Rome, but he ended up driving 1,000 miles in the wrong direction to the wrong town because he accidentally typed Rom into a sat-nav, which is a town in Germany. And he ended up in Rom and not Rome. And he was so confused when he got to Rom, he stepped out of the car to have a look around. He thought he was going to see the Colosseum or something.
Yeah.
You know, or the Vatican. He wanted to go to the Vatican. That was the whole idea, pilgrimage. And he couldn't figure it out. He got so confused getting out of the car. He left the handbrake off the car. The car bumped into and knocked over the signpost for the town of Rom.
Right.
And then he was so bewildered, the poor fecker... I'll tell you, fecker's all right. He got lifted off. He was taken away in an ambulance. For confusion and nonsense.
Right.
He's 81 years old, in fairness to him.
Okay, so that's the maybe the only difference. He's twice your age. That was the only difference, really.
He's not even twice my age. Isn't that shocking?
But 1,000 miles now, at least you're not that bad.
1,000 miles? In the wrong country. International borders now.
Mind you, the other thing about it is he was going somewhere. You were going back where you'd been.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm not sure what the point you're trying to make is.
I'm just saying he was, you know, all of his journey was a new sort of adventure. You know, he didn't necessarily know the way to Rome. So how was he to know it was the wrong way to Rome?
He's actually, he speaks Italian.
If you've just travelled the road and you turn around and go back on the same road, that probably should be a...
Well, hold on. He speaks Italian, right? If suddenly you can't read anymore... Right?
Fair
you're crossing
point.
To Germany. And suddenly, oh, I've forgotten how to read. Don't worry, I'll deal with that when I get to the Vatican. Someone is bound to perform a miracle to put language back in my head. You know, surely you would think a different language would prop up in you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to big myself up here.
No, no.
I pass by every sign on the way to Cork.
I was just going to say, the beauty is you can read words like Mitchellstown, Fermoy.
If they were in a different language, I'd have known it was a mistake.
Classic hits.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. There you go. What do you think of that?
Oh, I tell you, you missed that, haven't you? Missed that.
Oh, I tell you. Back
missed
on
that
song.
You did.
Back on song.
What about that? I tell you, Dillian, it doesn't sound the same when he doesn't do it.
It doesn't sound the same. You're right.
I know, yeah. It made him cringe. He didn't like it at all.
It's great because, I mean, you know, your love of jazz is synonymous. It's well known. You know what I mean?
What's that? That's not jazz in the background.
No, I'm saying you were doing. You're kind of like, it's a bit jazzy.
Soul. It's all soul, so it is.
Anyway,
let's do this.
By the way, listen, while we have Magic Mike, should we put the pressure on for an El Clorant?
Yes!
Lads.
Actually, yeah, come on now. We're banging off the 1,000 euro.
Lads, it's good to see you first and foremost.
Right.
Back in the hot seats.
He's buttering us up for some bad news.
I think as a little gift to you and the listening public, there will be a clue on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just point out that somebody actually texted in to say, please don't ask PJ to give a clue for the hit bit because people will end up further away.
Well, yeah, great, yeah. Sometimes I deserve it. There's nothing I can do about that. That's right. I won't be giving any clues. Hopefully we'll give it away today. But you're saying Friday.
But Friday's a clue, yeah.
Right, if it's still around Friday, it is. €970 is what it is today, though, and the hip, it sounds like this. So there you go, and it's going to be Richard in Limerick having a go. How are you, Richard?
Hey, morning. How's it going, lads?
How are you, Richard?
Bad. How are you getting on, yeah?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
What are you up to? Is it work, rest, or play for you today?
Oh, just getting ready to take my son to his leaving cert this morning.
Leaving cert, of course.
Yeah. And it's not even leaving cert weather. They have to go in and look at the rain.
Yeah.
It's sunny here in Limerick, though, like, you know, so it's about to turn, I think, is the best to know.
Right.
All right, okay.
And what's your son's name, Richard?
It's Sean. He'll kill me for telling saying that. But
Sean, well, listen,
anyway, yeah.
Give Sean our very best. Best of luck to him and everybody else taking it on today. Right, best of luck to you, Richard, as well, of course.
I remember, it's not the end of the world. It's about, in fairness.
Exactly.
You're leaving, sir. It's about as useful as a second hole in your bum, really, at the end of the day. It's not. You know, you can always...
Yeah. I mean, it's unlikely that that specific phrase will come up in English Paper 1, but you never know. And tell him he's free to use it if it's appropriate.
It's wisely words for a man who's been to court twice in a day.
It's a wonder they don't use your clip in the news, PJ. You know what I mean? Forget about the Minister for Education. It's Irish comedian and all-round legend, PJ Gallagher, said it's about as useful as a second hole in your bum.
Well, there you go. Which, of course, you can also reset if you need to. Richard, what are you thinking? What's your guess?
Oh, we'll give it a go as Duran the Reflex.
Lads, I'm hungry for this to be won. I'm hungry like the wolf. But it's not happening. It's wrong.
That wasn't bad.
Not bad at all.
Sorry about that, Richard, but best of luck at the Leaving Cert anyway.
He's not doing the Leaving Cert.
It's the son doing the Leaving Cert.
I don't know. That's not what I got from that conversation.
No, of course not.
Right, we're going to Cork now. Johnny in Cork. Johnny Carlson. How are you, Johnny?
Morning, PJ. How are you?
Not so bad at all. How are you getting on today?
Actually, not too bad, not too bad.
Yeah. Any plans, any Leaving Certs renting around your way?
No. Second year is the eldest. He's finished holidays. Other two in school, primary school.
Ah, right, okay.
Right, so primary school, it's all ahead of yourself.
You've still got a bit of peace.
Right, so you get to keep the cash then if you win it. What do you think? Who is it, Johnny?
I think it's Live It Up, Mental As Anything.
Oh, right, yeah, there's a tune I haven't heard in a while, actually.
What is it? Mental As Anything, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's the name of
the group.
That's the band.
Mental As Anything. Yeah.
You know the song, don't you?
Living Up. You know that one.
Live It Up.
I don't know this.
Just keep saying that.
Just keep this going.
Live it up.
Come on, PJ.
Live it up. How do I not live it up? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
Anyway, this is mental as anything, lads, that this hasn't been won yet. It's wrong.
Lovely.
Right. Hard luck, Johnny. It was worth the bash.
All the best. Cheers, lads.
See you, Johnny. Have a good one.
Cheers.
Take care.
Good luck. Right, so now we know two more that it's not. You can check those out on classichits.ie. Listen to the hit bit, that little bit there. As often as you like, of course, and play again with Damien Farrelly later on this afternoon at 20 to 5.
Yeah, two more we know it definitely isn't. It's not mental in any way.
Live it up.
And it's not the Hungry Like the Wolf one. What was the Duran Duran song, I guess?
Reflex.
Not that one either. 20 to 5, Damien will give you another go. You might know what he's on about. It's hard to sometimes. But there you go.
And we know there's a clue on the way this week. If people don't manage to get it.
If it lasts till Friday, there will be a clue from Magic Mike.
Okay.
Well, in fairness, clues were pretty good the last time round.
Right.
So you never know.
See how it goes. Yeah, the best from Tina Turner here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good to be back with you folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate it as always, of course. And as always, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on this Wednesday, 5th of June. Just 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. And we've been talking a lot, of course, about PJ filming for the new series of The Young Offenders, which will be on TV later this year, we think. Also coming up the 18th of June is PJ's other TV series, the Big DIY Challenge.
Yeah, that's
it. So there's a lot on the box of our PJ.
There's a lot on the box, yeah.
It does come with a health warning.
What do you mean?
Because television in general, apparently, so I'm told, is actually potentially bad for your health.
Well, yeah, but don't be telling them all of that, don't
you? I'm only just saying.
Don't be saying
it. You know, on the one hand, we give, you know, PJ's and Young Offenders.
We give it.
And the Big DIY Challenge and all these things. But just bear in mind, you have to, you know, health and safety first, PJ. Health and safety first.
Can we just start then? Okay, I was going to go one direction with this, but because Jim has taken it, that I'm now, you know, responsible.
You're a health threat.
For the ill health of people. I'm going to now call this complete nonsense.
Right.
Because it suits my agenda. How about that, right? So experts are now suggesting that binge watching TV is so bad for our health and creating so little exercise in our lives, such sedentary sort of attitudes amongst us, right?
Yeah.
That they're saying now that, why don't we just watch TV standing up? Can't you? Isn't that what a relaxing way to enjoy the television that is, eh? You know, there's nothing I look forward to more, Jim, after having been sitting down here talking to you all day, you know, and going on with my business and going to the gym. There's nothing I love more than, you know, getting into the house and kicking me feet down. And standing there in the middle of the room,
yeah,
to watch a box set. Nothing I love more than standing there in the middle of the room.
It's arguably the most relaxing position you could be in, eh?
Like,
standing up in your own sitting room.
What a load of nonsense, right? They're saying standing while binge watching our telly will help us avoid the risks of heart disease and obesity. Seriously.
By standing. Not even moving around.
No, just this is now when you're watching telly, like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you couldn't move around too much. You wouldn't know what was going on.
You could sort of pace across the living room or something.
Yeah, true. Even more enjoyment. Even yeah. more.
Especially for the other people in the room. Are you going to sit down? Yeah,
well, I'm trying. Watch between passes. So they say watching episodes for hours and then comes with a multitude of health risks because you're so sedentary and inactive when you're doing. So they say it could be a risk factor for health conditions such as diabetes, blood clots in the legs.
Wow.
Obesity.
Like that thing you get on planes.
Yeah, deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah, where you have to wear the mad socks.
That's literally what they're saying. They're going to get deep vein thrombosis because they're watching so much telly.
I
know we're in the golden age of TV. I know we are. I really do. I know television's fantastic. But I don't know anyone that's getting deep vein thrombosis from sitting on the couch watching it so much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's some great shows in fairness, but...
There is.
Don't know if
any of them... The Chernobyl now and Game of Thrones now.
Oh, epic.
Great television.
That Chernobyl was brilliant.
But I wouldn't sit there watching it until I had an episode in my heart. You know?
You see, I thought you were just going to go what would be considered maybe the more traditional route, which is like the old bad back thing from being constantly, you know, sitting down. Like, you know, that's a driver's thing that people are aware of. But
go back to 1973. Bad back isn't even mentioned in this.
I didn't think
this is
a
serious
going full
illness.
Deep vein thrombosis.
Oh, this is the real deal. Experts say just 30 minutes of watching television is enough. So you have to, every half an hour, do a small task, right? This is the small task now you should do to enjoy yourself outside the television, right?
Right.
You ready for this? What they suggest to enjoy yourself. Small fun tasks such as doing the laundry between episodes.
Yeah, because nothing says, I love it, yeah, brilliant.
That'll help you cut back on late night viewing. It's as if they're trying to get off the crack pipe the way they're talking about people here. Standing, they say, it keeps repeating itself. Anyway, it's experts in Ohio. So I'm going to say people in Ohio have slightly different TV attitudes than people in Ireland if they're carrying on like that, you know what I mean?
At 30 minutes? Sure, God, there's no way that could be the case.
No way, get out of it.
I thought you were going to say people who like sit down and, you know, 4 hours later, they stand back up again, having, you know, binged out on some boxes.
Well, that's
somewhere.
What they're saying is the wrong. They're saying because it's dangerous now. TV's like a drug, they say. It's like you can get it, and you used to have to go out to get your thing, you know. You have to walk to the video library. You know what I mean? God forbid. You have to walk in, then you'd have to, you know, physically rewind the tape, which took the whole exercise using the remote control and all.
That was brilliant. Yeah, so that was the upper body workout.
It was the upper body workout.
So you had the lower body workout walking to the video shop.
Yeah.
Then you had the upper body workout of rewind
it was all
and
of
pause.
That. And then you had the other one, you had to get up and change back in our day, Jim. Where you had to, like, you know, actually get up and touch the television with your fingers.
Oh my God.
Horrific.
Yeah, that's why we were all skinny back
you
then.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And now
or
they're saying...
Or if you're really lucky where you had to stand there with a coat hanger while your dad went, turn it that way.
Yeah.
Move it the other way.
No.
Hold it there.
Hold it there. I can't. It's literally I'm holding it with one arm balancing on me foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're saying the hard stuff. You see, they're onto the hard stuff, the TV. The Netflix, the Now TV, the Amazon Prime. It's coming into the house at huge amounts. There's so much. We feel pressurised to watch all these shows. And it's damaging our health. We're getting no movement at all.
So basically, are you happy? Do you feel good about yourself that you are a purveyor of disease into people's homes with your Young Offenders episodes and your big DIY challenge episodes?
Yeah.
All the rest.
I feel
you are literally, there you are, bringing deep vein thrombosis into the homes of the people of Ireland.
It's the closest I've ever felt to being Tony Soprano, Jim.
Yeah, wet, sweet little mystery here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 20 past 8 on this Wednesday. Back in action today. Good to have you with us. Thank you for hanging out with us. Always appreciate it. Best of luck, by the way, to anybody taking on the Leaving Cert today, if they're beginning today. Look, there's been lots of requests. We won't get through them all. So please just, you know, if we can, we'll get through a few. But basically to everybody involved in it, look at the very best of luck with it. And, you know, hopefully it all goes well. A couple of things. Somebody texted in just in relation to that last story there, PJ, saying we didn't watch TV yesterday because there was nothing on. We talked instead.
Oh, nobody wants to do that. That's
being ridiculous.
Ah, God, no. In this day and age, we don't have to endure that sort of carry on anymore, thank God.
No, that's, look.
Oh, not like
watching. Something. I mean, he obviously didn't try hard enough to find something on.
Yeah. Yes. Would you not have gone out?
Separately.
Separately, yeah. You know. That's all, you know. That's like these people are saying, we have our dinner together every day. Why ruin a perfectly good dinner? You know. I don't understand that.
Somebody else has texted to say, sitting in a bloody bin truck for 12 hours a day must be lethal, so. You see that? Because that's like the driver's thing. That wasn't, you know, the bad back thing.
That's, yeah, that's where you were going.
It's very poor for the old bad back. That's where I thought you were going. Little did I know we were going into the world of diabetes and deep vein thrombosis.
No, I had no idea. Well, I didn't know I was going there myself, so I didn't even read the thing. It was unbelievable. It was an awful shock. So there you go. So apparently that's it. TV is so good now.
Yeah.
It's killing us.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Is there anything
which
safe
makes me want
anymore
to recommend some TV, to be honest with you. Because if there's TV worth dying for out there, Chernobyl, if you haven't watched Chernobyl, oh, I'm telling you now, it is absolutely fantastic. It's dark. Wasn't ready for episode 5. I was not
no, four.
Ready.
You haven't seen 5. I watched 5 last night.
Episode 4, I beg your pardon. Yeah. Wasn't ready for episode 4. I was not ready for it. Oh my God, it was... Yeah. Deeply
brilliant,
depressing. Oh, brilliant. But brilliant. And I found this new show as well.
And there is a great finale, by the way. No spoilers, but it's a great finale.
Well, we all know what happened in Chernobyl.
No, I know, but I mean, in terms of
it's not like it never happened.
Well, that's the weird thing. That's the weird thing about, you know, we all know what happened to Chernobyl. We have our own memory of it, and we have what was put out there at the time of it. But this is fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Because basically, the Russians were kind of doing the whole, it's just a bit of mist. It's a bit of fog, isn't it? They were like,
but it's the kind of, you know, it's the little, it's all the little sub stories, you know, all the characters.
Obviously,
at the end,
a couple
of
Irish actors in it as well.
Yeah, at the end of it, they do kind of sum up what ultimately happened for each of those individuals. So more so than just knowing what, you know, generally happened.
Oh, very good.
Do you know what I mean? So it's excellent.
And have you seen the young Pope? Have you seen the young Pope? Right,
which your man Jude Law.
Yeah,
I kind of tried to watch a couple of episodes. I didn't think it was great.
Are you messing?
No, yeah.
It's like House of Cards in the Vatican.
I don't know. I think I watched the first two.
Oh,
and it didn't grab me.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I'm not sure I love Jude Law.
Before I watched this, I always saw Jude Law as the fella that gets his game when the good lads haven't turned up. I've always seen him that way. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if there was a game of picking actors, you're going to go, we'll have De Niro, and the other fella be there, Pacino, right? Okay, it's running thin already, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Jude Law be the start of the fella. Oh, he changed my mind completely.
Right.
He's the young Pope.
You think I should give it another go?
Oh, yeah. And it looks brilliant, and the music and everything. I thought it was fantastic.
Somebody else has texted in that this thing is getting pushed a lot as well, this Riviera. You're seeing it on
haven't seen any of it.
Posters and stuff. Again, that's, I watched the first kind of, I don't
what's
know, three,
about?
Four.
Is it just rich people making me jealous? Is that the idea of it?
Well, there's a bit of hoodwinkery goes on in it, as there is in all sort of rich people.
I like a bit of hoodwinkery.
A bit of hoodwinkery. No, I'm normally a fan. I didn't think the acting was that great in this, to be honest.
And I like a bit of bad acting as well. I do.
A little bit of bad acting.
Oh, I tell you something, with this rate, I'm going to have deep vein thrombosis in no time.
That's the end of you, buddy.
Something to look forward to.
Whatever from Oasis. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz is on the way. 11 is the score to beat. If you think you can do it, 087-188-0008. If you want to WhatsApp in, just let us know that you fancy playing. Because it is a chance to win a fabulous prize, to be fair. Two-night family stay at the newly refurbished 4-star Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Ballinasloe in County Galway. Perfect family stay. Just a click away at the shearwaterhotel.com. Breakfast each morning, all of that sort of stuff. It's a cracking prize. We'll tell you more about it when we play the quiz. But if you fancy having a bash, 11 is beatable, isn't it?
11 is definitely beatable, yeah. It's been done many times before. And if you get into the 12s and 13s, well, then you're in a great place. So it's well worth having a go.
Yeah. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy a bash.
Now, I tell you something. Talk about having a bash. Katie Taylor. Undisputed champion of all things, so she is. That's not new news, of course. Well, that's
surely
almost as spectacular
stage
as a fat lad called Andy knocking Joshua down. But there you go. She is now the undisputed, put them all together. 5 belts she has hanging off
and
her
she
now.
Must, surely at this stage, she must have a serious shot at being Ireland's greatest ever sports person.
I would argue for that. Apparently a lot of people get upset when you say that.
Why?
But I don't know. I know people are like, are you serious? Would you come on yourself?
Well, why though? Who?
See, the people like to slate women's boxing. You know, people like to like look at it and go, it's such a small pool and it hasn't got the same challenges. But that's kind of the point. That's the point.
She's put the sport on the map.
She's made it the sport it is. It's going to go on and be a huge sport worldwide because of Katie Taylor.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a different argument.
That's a different argument. Right,
but
okay.
Yeah, but I'm with you on that one. I totally agree with you on that. Homecoming, of course, I think it's today in Braises. Anyway, another thing that's kind of pointless. Not pointless, what am I talking about? Can't string a sentence together, Gallagher, you tick.
Right, what I was trying the homecoming to say, is very worthwhile.
Very worthwhile.
But that's a different tangent.
Anyway. They're actually talking about building a statue to her as well in Bray.
Well worth it.
Please, well worth
please it. Just get the right statue maker.
Please, that's, yeah. Who, not the
statue
one
maker, that's very good. And a sculptor might have been a good word to use there, Jim. Statue maker.
We what are do you, on what do you fire
do?
Today.
What do you do? I'm a statue maker. Oh,
yeah, I agree. Do you know some? In your defence, the person who's been making the statues of the last few Irish celebrities was definitely more a statue maker than a sculptor, because they look no more like the people they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Because if you were Katie Taylor and somebody said, "Look, we'd like to put a statue up. My God, you deserve it. I mean, if anybody was worthy of a statue, it's got to be you. Your achievements," and you'd be "Yeah, grand. Listen, I'll tell you what, right? Don't get me the bloke that made that one.
Please don't get that man that made the one.
Or that one. Yeah.
Please don't get the one you made. Jerry Wogan looked like Jerry Ryan. Please don't get him. Yeah, man, they got George Best that looks like Pat Jennings. You know, they right, yeah. Be like, you'd be thinking. So
just be very careful when you choose the artist involved. That's
the
I'm
statue
saying.
Maker involved. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually running with that. Because
you'd actually be better off in some of those instances. You'd have been better off just getting a big lump of stone or bronze or something, putting it in front of Katie Taylor and letting her beat it into a shape similar to herself.
Smacking her head off it. You get more of a likeness of it. But so she came back yesterday, right? She arrived into Dublin Airport yesterday. And you've probably seen the footage or the photographs or something at this stage now. Because there was a rather embarrassing moment, right? You would think after becoming the undisputed champion of the world, the first person in history to put all those belts together, you know, the first woman ever in the world to do it. The woman who put Olympic women's boxing on the map. The woman who's done it all. You would think that when she arrived into Dublin, having achieved the dream, the undreamable dream, you would think, give her her moment. Stand back. Take it in. And watch
her. Bask in the reflected glory.
Yeah. But shame, Rasta. Not a chance she's getting a power taking without me in it. And you want to see the footage. Like you'll see
it is incredible. It's everywhere on social media. So I'd say most people have seen it. It is.
Yeah, it's everywhere. So it's basically cringy. He was scuttling around behind it. She was like a pirate with a politician shaped parrot's head on her shoulder.
Yeah.
And the way he was scuttling around, making sure his head was seen in every photograph. It's a bit.
I mean, talk about. I tell you something. He'd be very good at the old shadow boxing, wouldn't he?
Oh.
Because he shadowed her like
you,
it was.
I thought all the kids in the airport were going to start going, "He's behind you!" Like it was a pantomime.
It was like there was a tow rope stuck on the pair of them. Everywhere she went, he kind of shuttled over. And
you want to see? There's an amazing photograph on the BBC sports site today. I had a look at it there, right? And it's basically a full picture is nothing but Katie Taylor's face, right? Black eye and all. No background, just the face. And it's obviously because they couldn't get a photograph of her without Shane Ross dawdling around in the background.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's unreal. It's absolutely. It's that kind of mad. It's a bit mad.
Yeah.
And look, people are saying it reminds them of the Charlie Haughey affair.
Yeah, from what was the. That was
from 80, Tour de France, 87.
Tour de France, 87, yeah.
And when he was running around the pitch in Italy, 90 as well. You know, doing the.
I don't remember that
one. People roaring at him. He was there waving, like as if he was Packy Bonner. Unreal stuff.
The politician thing is mad. I mean, whatever about emerging from, you know, out to the crowd initially, and you know the wide shots, as you say, like the snappers getting the shots, and you know being in the background and standing behind her at that stage.
Yeah.
But literally, when she moves forward and then she moves to the side
and he keeps
and the
scuttling.
Other side,
yeah,
to show everybody the belts and everything, and he keeps scuttling in behind her.
Yeah.
It's a mad piece of footage. If you haven't seen it, it's trust me, it's all over social media. You won't have to do it for long. And in fairness, Magic Mike has popped it up on
it's
ours.
It's up on our Twitter and Facebook there now
so
as well.
If you go to the Classic Hits Facebook or Twitter feed, you'll be able to find it there. Magic Mike has just
tell
popped
you
it up for you.
Maria Bailey be loving this because finally people aren't talking about swings. You know, finally they're not talking about swings. They're talking about boxers now again. Sinn Féin TD John Brady, he said yesterday on his Twitter, "A massive well done and congratulations to Shane Ross, who's the undisputed biggest chancer in the world." That's a proper dig, isn't it? The old mudslinging starts now.
Great
I have to
stuff.
Say, the Dáil's been a great place to look at stuff happening now. You have the undisputed chancer there with Shane Ross and Maria Bailey flying off swings left, right and centre. It's been great entertainment, hasn't it?
Hilarious.
You know,
hilarious.
I love how clueless they are to how people are seeing them.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. And mind you, I'm not clueless. I drove to Cork twice in the same day thinking I was going home. But you know, nobody voted for me.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets no more. It's a breakfast table quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Yeah, this week in the Breakfast Table Quiz, we're back with our old friends at the Shearwater Hotel. We've got a two-night family stay at the newly refurbished four-star Shearwater Hotel and Spa, Ballinasloe in County Galway. A perfect family stay. Just a click away at shearwaterhotel.com. So you get breakfast each morning, of course, of your stay. A meal on an evening of your choice. You get a spa credit. You get free kids club passes with kids dinner served at the club. And you'll enjoy a family afternoon on arrival. Shearwaterhotel.com if you want to check it out for yourself. And if you're PJ Gallagher, you can have your afternoon tea and your carvery served in the jacuzzi.
A damn straight you can.
I mean, what an offer, and you didn't even take it up yet.
Oh yeah, well, yes, you know what I mean, yes, yeah. There's plenty of time, you know what I mean. I've been very busy. I'm waiting for it all to sort of level off a little bit.
Right, okay.
I'm waiting
for your moment.
Yeah, and how do you know anyway? Maybe I've done all these things on a weekly basis and just never told you about it.
Unbelievable.
Maybe now they're stuffing.
So you'd do that, would you? I wouldn't even get a scone out of your afternoon tea. A soggy scone out of your jacuzzi.
I wouldn't enjoy it near enough without bringing you back at least one soggy scone just to see the look on your face, to be honest.
Anyway, the choice is yours. It's a question, though, of course, getting the chance to win it.
Yeah, so there you go. So Brendan O'Boyle holds the score of 11 so far, but Paddy O'Brien is going to try and do 12 or more this morning. How are you, Paddy?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not bad at all.
Great
Paddy,
stuff,
what's
Paddy?
The crack with yourself? What are you up to today?
I'm from Kerry, but I'm on the way up to Kilkenny for a bit of work.
Ah, right, okay. So a bit of a journey on. Whatever you do, make sure you stay going in the same direction.
Are you going to Kilkenny, is it?
I've been following the signs, I know.
Excellent, well done. Whatever you do, don't stop for a coffee.
It's Orlingford. Stay out of Orlingford. I don't know what's been going on.
It's the Bermuda Triangle of
the Midlands of Ireland. It is.
Anyway, listen, Paddy, let's hope you negotiate your way to a top score here, right? We're looking for at least 12 in the 60 seconds. You good to go?
Yeah.
Very best of luck, man. Here we go.
According to tradition, how many years of bad luck does breaking a mirror get you?
Seven.
With what form of entertainment was P.T. Barnum associated?
Circus.
What colour is Kermit the Frog?
Green.
Which film centred on the rise and fall of a young Irish soul band?
Pass.
The Commitments, in what country would you be in if you were in Havana?
Cuba.
What is grown in a paddy field?
Rice.
What sea is a thin French pancake?
Crepe.
In which Northern Irish prison were the notorious H-blocks?
Maeve.
In the nursery rhyme, little boys are made of slugs and snails and what else?
Puppy dog tails.
On which continent is the South Pole?
Antarctica.
Yeah, which nationality was the artist Claude Monet?
French.
Which pop group appeared in an animated form in the film Yellow Submarine?
The Beatles.
Which London football team was dubbed the Crazy Gang?
Millwall.
It was Wimbledon. Who rose to fame in 1999 with the single Baby One More Time?
Britney Spears.
That's the job. Well done. Not a bad score, I'd say, Paddy.
Good scoring there. Right, was it enough? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12!
Yeah. Oh, good man, Paddy. Right in there, just by your nose.
Great.
Well done, sir. That was impressive. Let me just double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 12 it is.
Yeah, great stuff.
Paddy
well done,
O'Brien,
Paddy.
By the skinnier teeth. Fantastic. You're in the lead. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Listen, stay on the right road there. And if nobody else puts you off, you'll be on your way to the Shearwater Hotel at some stage. Well done, Paddy. Have a good day.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.